But there was much more than that. There was, for example, the little thaw which every day of sunlight brought, gradually uncovering roofs to break the snowy stretches of Little America. Now, a man could get out of the houses to stretch his legs, for the storms, or at least the most terrible storms, were past, and one dared to walk out in the open. There was work, and work, after the long days of idleness, was highly welcome to birdsmen. The dogs were mad with delight at being free from their winter quarters. They yelped and tugged joyfully as they were harnessed again to the sleds. The photographers brought out their cameras, and when nothing better offered, took pictures of the penguins waddling along, upright, like dignified old gentlemen. Or of the killer whales, which began to push their long, slender snouts through the melting ice of the bay. Or of a seal spinning in a frenzy, with his mouth full of a half-swallowed fish that would neither go in nor out. Or of the airplane hangars and their machine shops slowly coming out from under their coverings of snow. Little America had become a whirlpool of activity.